This is a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, it is. It's a podcast and you love it.
This person is known to many for good reasons and for bad. It's Adam Curry. Kia ora, Adam.
Kia ora.
So, Adam, you have been involved with 350.org for a while, and they've recently just done a bit of an action in Wellington. Or actually, do you want to explain a bit about what 350 is first?
Yeah, 350 is a sort of grassroots climate movement across the country. The name comes from 350 parts per million, which is the safe level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. But we sort of, we mainly focus on all sorts of things, from divestment, so getting banks to sort of pull their money out of fossil fuels, to blocking coal conferences and things. This year, for the first time, actually, the big oil and gas conference had to cancel due to opposition from climate groups. But we also do campaigns such as, you know, getting homegrown energy, helping schools put solar panels up and that sort of stuff.
That is fantastic. What a cool org. I've done a bit of work for them in the past, and I got to say, cool people, cool times. So what just happened in Wellington?
So the latest thing is we've got a bit of a campaign to end private jets at the moment, and that's basically, we really want to link the impacts of climate with excess wealth. And I think private jets is a really clear way to do that in the minds of the public, because across New Zealand we've seen private jets used more than double over the last 10 years. And you know, we want to start reducing emissions with the emissions that are the most wasteful and least beneficial, right? And I think everyone can agree that private jets are that, and so we sort of had local groups across the country taking action and doing various fun things, from postering to other things. But last night, we had the Wellington group went and put a massive end private jet ban and attached it to that iconic Wellington sign, so that people flying into Wellington Airport will see the big end private jet sign, you know, attached to that big sort of Wellywood Wellington a sign, which has quite a history to it, that sign, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all sorts of decading. We got a bit boring recently, so they ended up putting a big someone went up, an artist, that made it sort of a bit pink and blue and stuff. But yeah, we did it really to say to people, look, you know, while you're struggling, while you're, you know, paying GST going up to Kapiti on your holiday from Wellington, you know, these people are private jet flying into the country paying no GST whatsoever. And in fact,
they pay no GST on the private jets.
Well, yeah, exactly. No GST at all. And they also they pay less civil aviation fees than the average jets do. So
really?
If I fly from Christchurch to Dunedin, I'm paying more fees to the Civil Aviation Authority than a rich person flying in from, I don't know, Fiji or Los Angeles are, which is pretty crazy, hey?
Wow, that is crazy. And you say there are even private jets here in Osportsea?
Yeah, there are. It's not a massive place for private jets and team, but there are a few that come through. And it's actually quite an opportunity for Dunedin, right? Because airports across the world have started to phase out private jets. And Dunedin, because of the low numbers of private jets, could be a real exemplar. We could say, hey, Dunedin's not a place where, you know, we want to celebrate the sort of excess display of private wealth. You know, unlike Wellington, Auckland, Queenstown, Christchurch, which all have sort of specific private jet terminals just for private jet guests, which is crazy.
Wow.
We don't have Dunedin, and we don't have that many private jets. And so actually, we could ban private jets in Dunedin, send a strong signal, encourage other regions to do the same, with actually very, very little issues to our economy or anything else.
Yeah, interesting. That's so good to hear. I was seeing a story on Instagram the other day about a whole town that was designed for people with planes, which I thought was pretty crazy. It was like, you know, we have all of our cities are designed around the car, but this was a place that was designed around a plane. And apparently there's a place like this in Australia. I don't know if you've heard about this sort of stuff.
Yeah, not massively, actually, but it just seems right. People design around the things that are status quo at the moment, and that's why it's so important to shift as soon as we can away from the sort of aviation and more towards public transport and private transport. I think it's also crazy, like, you know, talking about Dunedin, on the way to Christchurch, you know, I remember for Ed Sheeran, some of my family, they got, you know,
your family flew on the private jets?
No, they actually got the passenger rail to Dunedin, so they put on passenger rail from Christchurch to Dunedin because there are enough people for Ed Sheeran concerts. So we actually got all the infrastructures there. It's literally it's not even building new rail or upgrading anything. We can just chuck the trains on the track and go for it.
We can just do it. Yeah, so because just, I think they did it for the rugby as well, not from Christchurch, but just from Mosgiel into the city. You could get the train in for the rugby, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Exactly, that's great. And it's just about where we want to spend money, right? Do we want to spend money on car parks and central Dunedin, or do we want to spend money in, I don't know, getting us to where we want to go? I mean, I've done that drive between Christchurch and Dunedin so many times.
It's awful. Everyone hates it. I feel like that, like that train journey in particular would be one of the best in the country for a rail, a regular rail service.
Yeah, and the train beats me, right? Like, when I drive, I obviously, on the really straight bits, I go slightly faster than the train, but then you stop and you, you know, and there's traffic or whatever. The train almost always wins anyway, so it's actually faster as well. Yeah. Wow. For me, I mean, it means like you're speeding 120
the whole time. Yeah, how fast do you drive?
I don't know, like, I drive below 100, usually.
Not true.
So, if the train beats me, you can tell that I'm driving slow enough. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, true,
so true.
Yeah. Well, because I've always been amazed by how slow the bus is. Like, it takes, it's what, like a 5-hour drive by car, and the bus is like 6 hours.
Yeah, I was actually, I got the bus to Christchurch recently, and but it stops in Timaru, and they're like, oh, we are now stopping for like, it was like an hour and a half or something. So I just got out of the bus, and I hitchhiked to Christchurch.
Really?
Well, yeah, I did. I was like, look, I can't do this. Because we'd already stopped in Timaru, and I was like, man, I cannot do this. So I just got out and hitchhiked, and it was
That's much faster. Do you know, did you beat the bus? Did you check that?
I think we did, yeah, because I think we did because we basically went all the way there, so we did beat the bus. So yeah, hitchhiking beats the bus. It's such a funny thing, hitchhiking, eh? Because it's like, I find it's both male privilege and female privilege. It's like male privilege because like you're safe, you know, usually safer doing it, but also like you don't get picked up as much.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's a funny thing.
Yeah, have you hitchhiked at all, Imogen?
I've hitchhiked once, and we had a guy and a girl, me and someone else, which I thought was perfect.
Where did
car
you go?
Broke down in Milton, the town of opportunities for the car to break down, and we got back to Invercargill. I mean, sorry, Dunedin.
Yeah,
pretty quick
all
from
well.
Someone who was from Invercargill.
Wow, yeah. Nice. It is. I feel like it's such a heartwarming experience hitchhiking. You know, you really feel like people are out there doing good things.
It's nice. I couldn't do it alone, to be honest.
Yeah. No, it would be pretty scary. Adam, do you have any songs you'd like us to play?
You could play the song Human by Serendipity, which is a great song by my friend Jess, who is based in Narn, Melbourne.
That's a great idea.
But yeah, really nice song about what it means to be human.
So do you have any, you have a connection to the song? You helped to write it, did you? Or what was that about?
Yeah, I helped Jess out with some of the lyrics and that sort of stuff. So yeah, I hope that people enjoy it, and there's another single coming out soon. But yeah, I hope that people enjoy it, and you can stream it on Spotify.
How exciting!
It's called by Serendipity.
Yeah, and it's Serendipity spelled Serendipiti. That was a trick. It took me a while to find it because of that. But here it is, Human by Serendipity on Sustainable Sounds on Radio 1.
That was a fucking Radio 1 podcast, mate. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.